Now, we always take time out to let someone share what God has done in their life and why they're here to worship. And we're taking some time to let some ladies from the women's retreat, a few of them, do that. And so today we're going to let Laura Ellis just share with us. Laura, share with us why you're grateful to God and why you're here to worship and what he means to you.
Morning, everyone. Well, have you all ever gotten someone's name wrong? Well, at retreat, Laura Smith and I, we walked down to go see the ladies who were horseback riding, and they were so brave. They were doing such a good job. And Allison had a couple of her friends that she had invited there, and I didn't know one of their names. And so I said, "Who is that?" And Madeline Burnett said, "Oh, that's Molly." And I said, "Oh." So every time she would pass by, I would say, "Good job, Molly." And then, you know, when she got finished with her ride, I said, "Molly, you did a great job. And, you know, nice to meet you. I'm Laura. It's really nice to meet you, Molly. Blah, 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 whatever you say." I was trying to be nice, you know, to a visitor. So anyway, Laura and I leave. We turn around and Laura goes, "I think that was the horse's name." It was. I should have known. That's what Madeline was focused on, was that horse, not the person. But anyway, it started to make me think, though, about getting names wrong. It started making me think about how often, how many years of my life I've lived and have gotten God's name wrong, because he's often been the God who serves me. He's been the helper of my plans. He's been the guarantor of my happy family. And I wanted him to be the God of my comfortable life. And God is so patient and kind with us. But he wants us to get it right. He wants us to get his name right and all that it means. During the retreat, we meditated on a passage of scripture that describes a moment when God wanted Moses to get his name right, so much so that he passed in front of Moses as Moses hid his face. It's in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. The Lord passed in front of him, Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord is a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in faithful love and truth, maintaining love to 1,000 generations, forgiving rebellion, iniquity, and sin. This glimpse of God allowed Moses to see God, to see his greatness. It allowed him to hear God speak his own name to Moses. It allowed him for God to tell Moses who he was, for Moses to see his own struggle and fear in light of the greatness of God's story. I started thinking, when I spend time with God in his word, when I pray, when I meditate, when I mull, when I talk over, it's as if God is passing in front of me. He is telling me who he is. He's telling me he's the creator of all. He's telling me he's the forgiver, the redeemer, the adopter. He's my holy father. Like Journey said, he's my shepherd. He's telling me that he is the God who loves me. He also tells me who I am. As James Bryan Smith says, God tells me that I am one in whom Christ dwells and delights. I live in the unshakable kingdom of God. The kingdom is not in trouble, and neither am I. This makes me thankful. This makes me worship.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are great things. You know, and as she was talking, it made me just think, I think about Romans 1 a lot, and it makes me think how our sinful human nature, and by that you could say our self-centered human nature, it just naturally has us creating God in the image that we want him to be. And it's when you do what you just talked about, when you sit there and you just listen to God and pick up his words and say, who are you trying to tell me you are? You get a different revelation. And that revelation of who God is changes your perspective of everything. And it sets us free. The truth sets us free. And that's a wonderful thing. Let's just pray. Father, we are so grateful that even though we as mere human beings who can't possibly fathom and understand who you are and your wisdom and how great you are, you speak to us and you want to reveal yourself to us and reveal your ways to us and reveal your heart to us and direct our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that we are not adrift and alone and separated from you in this world, but through Jesus Christ and the love you demonstrated, we can come into your presence and we can have a relationship with you that makes our lives complete. And we thank you for that. And we're here to thank you and worship you for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.